Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Dublin Airport is only allowed a maximum of 32 million passengers in a single year under planning rules from 16 years ago. It's applied to raise that cap to 40 million to meet surging demand, but that process could take years. So now today, DAA, which runs Dublin and Cork airports, can confirm that it will indeed breach that cap this year. Kenny Jacobs is the chief executive of DAA and can tell us why. Kenny, why?
Good morning, Joe. Look, we've had a fantastic August. August has been a record for us at both Cork and Dublin airports in terms of passenger numbers, 3.8 million passengers across both airports. It's also been a record month in terms of passenger scores. So passengers saying they're really, really happy with the airport. At Dublin in particular, it's been a 10 million passenger summer. That's a record summer. That's trending about 5.5% ahead of last summer. We think now at this point in time, as we forecast to the end of the year, looking at load factors, looking at what slots the airlines have filed for, that this will push us higher, closer to 33 million compared to the 32 million passenger cap. Now, the passenger cap, as you rightly mentioned, it's 16 years old. It is out of date because it's driven really by traffic congestion that no longer exists coming to Dublin Airport. But planning in Ireland is slow. We need more joined up infrastructure thinking across the country because there's a real risk now that jobs will be lost next year. As it stands, there's a million passengers to come out of Dublin Airport next year. If that happens, that's 1,000 aviation jobs gone. That's a dent to tourism of about 400, 500 million. It's also going to be a number of tourism jobs. And it's not the right look for Ireland internationally to say, yeah, we're restricting our aviation because we're a small island open with an open economy and we need an airport that can respond to the demand out there.
Have you tried to keep it under 32? Have you tried mitigation?
We have. We've done everything we can to comply. We've removed all incentives. We've discouraged seven new airlines that wanted to come to Dublin. We've launched...
Can you name them?
I can't name the individual airlines. Look, there's two existing American carriers wanted to add a lot of capacity. There's two low-cost carriers wanted to come to Dublin. And then there's other full-service carriers. So seven airlines we've turned away. We've also launched an incentive scheme for airlines to move some capacity from Dublin to Cork. That's starting to work and that's positive. And we would encourage all airlines to consider all the regional airports on the island of Ireland. So we've done everything we can to comply and we will continue to do that, but we don't control the slots process. So airlines continue to file for slots and they want to come to Dublin because it's a low-cost airport, because there's very strong demand to fly to and from Dublin. But at this point in time, we do forecast that the total number of passengers for the year will be closer to 33 million compared to the 32 million cap.
So you got a twin-track approach. You have launched a judicial review against the planning permission restrictions from Fingal County Council. And at the same time, you're going to breach the 32 million cap.
Yeah, so look, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. We're a commercial business. We want to grow, but we also want to comply with planning as any business needs to and should. But while we're complying with planning, and we've challenged the decision of the IAA because we think we'd like them to do more, we're also in court with Fingal, and I won't mention too much on those two specific cases. But ultimately, look, what's the best thing for Ireland here? And I think at this stage now, the cap at Dublin Airport, it's not an aviation issue. It's not a transportation issue. This is an Ireland issue because this is really going to cost jobs. That's really, really important. Things are starting to slow economically and we need to tell the world that we are open and that you can come and you can grow your business here. We need to grow tourism. So the cap at Dublin Airport is a problem for Ireland. Planning needs to get faster. Joined up thinking on infrastructure is required and we need to get things going. I welcome the decision and the information out of the Department of an Taoiseach that we may have a Ministry for Infrastructure. That will definitely help. But we're caught between this rock and a hard place of complying with the cap while wanting to grow. We're turning away airlines. Every other airport around Europe is trying to get airlines and attract them to their airport. Whereas we're saying, no, you can't grow anymore at Dublin.
Kenny, you've said you're going to raise the passenger, you will breach the passenger cap. 33 million will use the airport this year, according to your own estimates. Who will you be in trouble with now and what sort of sanctions could you face?
I actually don't think we'll be in trouble because we have done everything we can to comply with planning. We've really put planning as our focus and we've taken all the necessary steps. If we hadn't taken those steps, Joe, the passenger number would be further ahead by about 650,000, and we can demonstrate that. So I don't think we'll be in trouble because we can show no, we've done everything.
But you are in breach of a planning rule.
We are in breach of a planning rule. So Fingal could take action, but we're very, very comfortably legally that we can demonstrate we've done everything we can to comply. And if we hadn't taken such actions as removing all incentives, getting people to move to Cork, that the passenger number would be higher again. We don't control the slot process. Mm. So we don't have a magic tap. I can't say no to airlines. Airlines are still filing for
IAA
slots.
IAA control the slot process.
IAA control the slot process.
You're not in trouble with them?
No, no, we're not. We are in trouble with the airlines. Now, that's a commercial thing because, yeah, look, they're very annoyed. They want to come to Dublin. Several big American transatlantic carriers have been told that in 2025, you'll lose 5, 6, 7% of your slots. So I think in the coming months, we and Ireland will be in trouble with US carriers who are saying, why can't we grow at Ireland? They were stopped growing at Schiphol, and the US Department of Trade took action to say that Dutch carriers would be restricted coming into America. So I think this will play out in the number of months, but we in DAA are very happy that we've done everything we can to comply. Airlines are annoyed because they want to grow at Dublin and they're not able to do that. And in the coming months, I think you'll see plenty of action on that front.
And now Michael O'Leary, a man who kind of doesn't pull any punches, he was on News Talk Breakfast talking to my colleague Shane Coleman, and he said that people would be paying €500 to get home for Christmas. I don't quite understand. If he hasn't lost any slots, why would the prices be going up?
Yeah, I don't think people would be paying that amount of money to come home at Christmas. So Ryanair and Aer Lingus are at Dublin the longest. Therefore, they keep the most historic slots. I expect this Christmas, so just everybody's aware, there'll be no difficulty getting back to Ireland. This Christmas, I don't think a lot will happen. Mm. So Ryanair have exactly the number of slots they had last Christmas. I don't think you'll be seeing higher fares just yet. I think he's right about next summer, because there will be a reduction in the number of slots and passengers next summer. But this Christmas, I expect everybody will be getting home fine. Fares will be broadly where they were last year, but it's really summer of 2025 is where we're going to see a problem.
Now, have you been in communication with your various different stakeholders before you break this news that the cap's going to be? In other words, have you been in touch with Fingal? Have you been in touch with the IAA? And most importantly, have you been in touch with Eamon Ryan, the Transport Minister?
We're constantly in touch with the Department of Transport, with Fingal and with Onboard Plan. As I said, look, this really at its core is a planning and infrastructure issue. For me, it goes beyond transportation at this point. It goes beyond aviation. But we are working with all stakeholders to say, how do we get this fixed? Because it's an Ireland problem. But at its core, it's about planning and the speed at which we get planning approval in Ireland. It's the speed at which we get infrastructure, big infrastructure built. And it's the joined up thinking on major infrastructure projects. Dublin Airport is Ireland's airport. It's really, really important to the economy.
And you're saying that as a Cork man.
And I'm saying that as a Cork man. Look, but we're also delighted to be growing Cork Airport. We are Cork and Dublin Airport as well as an international business. We want to grow Cork Airport by 40% in the next 6 years. It's the best and biggest every year for Cork Airport. And we will get on and grow Cork Airport, put in for planning there while we're stalled at Dublin.
How long would the planning process, and it's called an infrastructure application when it comes to an airport, how long would that process ordinarily take to raise the cap to 40 million passengers?
We think it's going to take about 2 years. We put in the infrastructure application in December of last year. Now, we should have done that earlier. I think on our side.
You do put up your hands on that one.
Absolutely. We should have tried to fix the cap 14 years ago. We should have put in the infrastructure application in about 2016, 2018. We did put in an infrastructure application in 2018, but we were asked to remove it by Fingal and ANCA, the noise regulator. So we've tried to put it in earlier. We've been asked to take it out, but really we should have tackled the cap and planning earlier, so we're not really up against
before
the
before you became chief executive. Moving to a related to the airport, but tangentially. There is a little bit of confusion about liquids from this week. The European Union said that liquids need to be taken out of the bag, and there's the cap of the number amount of liquids. Does this still apply to the new scanning machines that you guys have, the C3s, I think they're called?
Yeah, it does. It applies in both terminals. So we've got T2 in Dublin is 100% C3. About half of T1 is the new C3 machines. Now, what's changed is just the difference of opinion for a short period of time between the EU and the Americans. So I think this will last a number of months. It won't be permanent. And it means that whatever terminal you're going from, you now have to take the liquids out of your bag again and have them in a clear plastic bag. Electronics can stay in your bag. And as I said, importantly, I think this will last a number of months. And then we'll hopefully be back to the place that if you're traveling through either terminal, terminal because we'll have rolled out the C3 technology. You won't have to take either electronics or liquids out of your bag.
And very briefly, do you think the public will get behind you breaching the passenger number cap?
Well, we've been forced into this breach by the slot process. We don't control the slot process. I think the public want to travel. The public want low fares. They want jobs. So I think and hope they will.
Kenny, thanks for joining us. That's Kenny Jacobs, the Chief Executive of TA.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.